Public Enemy's anthem, Rebel Without a Pause, represents the politics of the early hip-hop movement. Radio, suckers never play me. All the mix, they just don't hear me now. The song is from the 1988 album It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, which established a connection between hip-hop and politics. This week, a national hip-hop political convention is trying to turn the music into votes. Delegates earn their seats by registering at least 50 people to vote. They're attending discussion groups, film screenings, and, of course, concerts in Newark, New Jersey. By the end of the week, they hope to come up with a political platform with statements on jobs, affirmative action, and higher education.
We don't see hip-hop in the negative venue only, as most elected officials may view it.
Newark City Councilwoman at Large Gail Cheneyfield Jenkins says hip-hop may inspire younger people to vote.
We're not shying away at all from the youth participation that we need. So if that's the culture in which they're brought through and the venue in which they're brought through, hip-hop is certainly an avenue in which we want to reach our young people.
That hip-hop political platform will be presented to both parties, though the music is sharply Democratic. African-American voters gave John Kerry a 79-6% lead over President Bush in a recent ABC News Washington Post poll. Rap songs on radio playlists right now and heard by black as well as white listeners criticize money spent in Iraq and in the war on drugs. Even when they don't take partisan stances, hip-hop artists often describe police violence, poverty, and the number of young blacks in prison. The commentary can be as edgy as the sound of the music itself, so convention co-chair Bea Adolfo Wilson says organizers plan sessions with names in a hip-hop style.
911's a joke. Why don't we have any money? Reparations, gentrification. There's a laundry list of issues, but we're approaching them from the hip-hop generation's perspective.
One of tomorrow's sessions is called How to Get Stupid White Men Out of Office.
These are people who grew up under the Reagan, Bush era and the Clinton years and have seen, you know, hustling drug dealers as well as hustling politicians. And it's a very smart, savvy, sophisticated population.
But it's a population that doesn't always participate in politics. Its organizers see this convention as a way to improve black voter turnout. Russell Simmons, who's the founder of Def Jam Records, is trying through his Hip Hop Summit Action Network to register 2 million new voters between the ages of 18 and 30 for this year's election. The voter registration drives also include last month's Hip Hop Summit in Detroit, hosted by Eminem. They're following up on songs like this one by the rapper Talib Kweli, whose song Get By argues, even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. Musicians often criticized for writing about greed, sex, drugs, and violence say they want to send a political message, too.
Even the side, the best people you find, stronger people than